Romans chapter number 6, if you have your Bibles, Romans chapter number 6, I do desire your prayer tonight. Amen, that the Lord would help us. One verse of scripture, Romans 6 and 23, the last verse in that chapter. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Yes. If the Lord will help us tonight, I'd like to preach on time and eternity. Amen. Time and eternity. Praise God. Amen. I got several points, about five here, that I want to try to make in my little sermon here tonight, if the Lord will help us. But number one is, amen. If I would ask you this question, my mind began to wonder this evening as I was going over this, and even in this service here tonight, listening to the singing and all that's been said and done. If I were to ask you this question tonight, how many days do you have left? Praise God. I wonder how many can answer. How many days do I have left to live? Amen. Time is short. Did you know that? James 4 and 14 says that life is like a vapor. It appeareth and then it vanisheth away. Amen. You ever see that kettle on the stove or even on a literal wood-burning stove and how those vapors come up out of that pot with water? I mean, they hardly get, about 16, 18, maybe 2 feet up out there. That vapor vanishes away. It's not very long lived, is it?
Right.
Amen. Somebody, I've heard people compare lives, you know. They say, well, so-and-so lived 90 years old. Oh, 95, 98, 99. They almost made 100. Boy, they lived a long life. Yes, they did. But compared to eternity, it was a very short life.
Right.
Amen. Very short life. Methuselah lived longer than any man that we've ever, amen, known. Praise God. Longest living recorded man, according to the Bible, 969 years. But did you know Methuselah lived a very short life?
Thank you, man.
Very short. Amen. Yeah. Compared to eternity. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Amen. I tell you what, life is short. Praise God. Life is very short. Yet Job 7 and 6 compared it to a weaver's shuttle. Amen. I looked that up this evening because I'm not as smart as some of you. And I looked up what a weaver's shuttle is. And Brother Anthony there on Google on my phone, it showed a weaver. Amen. And the shuttle and a press that they weave, you know, things such as quilts and all sorts of things. And a weaver's shuttle is that thing that comes out almost like a printing press. I mean, just you blink your eye and you miss it. A weaver shuttle. That's how fast it is.
Yes.
Amen. Life is very short. Amen. I told you this morning, I won't reiterate the whole story, but how that, amen, Gary Bazenback got saved. Amen. Lived about 17 months, and he was here on a Sunday morning with his hands raised. Praise God. On a Sunday morning service, tears running down his face, praising the Lord. And by 5:30 Sunday night, we went back to get him on the church van. And Gary was gone. Amen. Life is short. Hallelujah. Amen. Life doesn't last very long. Praise God. I never forget it. It was running over my mind while I was thinking here in this service tonight. And it was just before Sister Barb Corns had died. Amen. I was preaching a funeral in Cerrito, down there to Cerrito, CK Mortuary. And you know, there's times in your ministry, in your life, that you'll never forget. Here I was nervous preaching a funeral really for a family I hardly knew. Yeah. Amen. And anyway, I went to see this lady several times in the hospital and that family had asked me to preach her funeral. I didn't hardly know her, but you know, like any time funeral, you're nervous. And I was praying, asking the Lord what to give me. And I was preaching on time. Amen. For that funeral. How long? Amen. How long? Praise God. Right. Do we have to live? That's what I was preaching on that morning. But I can't remember if it was just before I got up to preach that funeral or even possibly while I was preaching that funeral, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, tell somebody by this time next year, they won't be here. Amen. They won't be here. They won't be alive. Amen. They'll be answering to God before the next year, amen, ends in their life. And that's one of the few times that I'd ever, amen, said such a thing as that. And I got a cold chill over me that day. And I told that crowd that day, I said, let me tell you something. Life is short. Somebody in this house don't have a year to live. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. I didn't know it, Brother Tommy, But in that house, in that very service, was a girl, I can't remember her age exactly, 24, 25 years old. Amen. And before that, it was just a few short months. She went out into eternity on a drug overdose, and she had to meet God. Life is short. Amen. I said, life is short. Praise God. I won't hold you long tonight. I'm just preaching to you what I feel on my heart. Amen. And I've told a lot of these stories here through the years, but it bears repeating. When I was in, I think it was 10th or 11th grade of high school, I should have recorded these things through the years and write them down. Amen. Brother John, I was in about the 10th or 11th grade of high school, and there's a boy I went to school with by the name of Seth. He was a grade ahead of me. I might have been in the 11th, and he was in the 12th, something like that, his senior year. And I had a dream about him wrecking an automobile and going over an embankment and hitting a tree. I seen that in a dream. Amen. And it was hard to go up to him and tell him that, you know. He was a cool guy in school. We kind of grew up together, been friends at one time. But now I was the Christian, the preacher boy, and he was the cool guy. Amen. And so I caught my time one day there in the hallway. And I began to talk to him, and I said, Seth, son, amen, I'll never forget these words. I said, hey, amen, you better calm down. You better settle down. I'd heard he'd been drinking and into drugs and things of that sort all the way earliest high school age. And I said, hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to give your heart to God and get saved. Amen. You need to go to church and give your life to Jesus. Amen. Yes. Well, he didn't really make fun of me. He knew I was a Christian, but he didn't have time for that. Amen. I never forget his words. He told me, he said, Jason, son, he said, I'm young. I'll never forget that. I'm young. He said, it's time to party. Amen. And have a good time. And he told me, Brother Charlie, he said, one day I'll get old. And when I get old, I'll settle down and go to church then. I talked to him and pled with him as good as a 16, 17-year-old boy could do. Amen. But, you know, I left it at that, prayed for that boy. And time has a way about things. I graduated and moved to Huntington. Amen. And I was in college down here at Marshall. And I never forget, I've always mowed lawns. I could take it to the lawn I was cutting right down on Piedmont Road, probably about 3 or 4 blocks down below my house. Amen. I was down there on Piedmont Road in Loftus's yard. Charlie, remember who Loftus is? Amen. I was mowing that old lady's yard, and my phone was ringing and vibrating in my pocket. It's my sister on there. She hardly ever called me, at least, you know, in the middle of the day like that. We'd talk at nighttime sometimes. And I thought, well, it's kind of odd her calling me in the middle of the day. So I picked up that phone, and Jessica said, hey, have you heard about Seth? Amen. And I said, no, what happened? She said, last night, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, him and some friends of his was hound, mixing drugs and alcohol. And they had went over a steep mountain. Amen. And that car hit a tree. Said Rustin's the only one come out alive. Well, we grew up with Rustin too. Said Rustin was the only one come out alive. Seth and his girlfriend died in that car wreck. Amen. Hey, God, I come to tell you, church, life is short. Amen. If you live 90 years, it's short compared to eternity. But Seth didn't have 90 years. Hey, God, 18, 19 years old, he went into eternity to meet God. I don't know why I'm preaching like I am right here on a Sunday night, but I tell you, I heard the Lord speak to my heart today and say, tell him life is short. There's no promise of tomorrow. There's no promise of living years to come. But thank God I come to tell us, you don't have promise of tomorrow. Life is short. Amen.
Yes, God.
I've got to finish this and I'll move on here.
Come on.
So, if I did what I thought I should do, I hadn't really talked in a year or two. I got my little S10 truck and I drove to Gilbert. Went up there to the justice, up there to the Church of God, where they had him laid out in the casket. Very late, Brother Chuck busted up from that car wreck. I've never really seen it before. I've seen it a time or two since. But they had like a net over his body. They had an open casket, but they had a net where you couldn't see him real good to kind of mar the view, where you couldn't really face is all swollen up where he's been busted up. They wanted to close the casket, but his mom wanted it open. His mom said, I want to see my son. Amen. But Tommy, I'm not hard at all. I'll have compassion on anybody. Amen. But I sat there through that funeral service. This boy died on alcohol and drugs in his system, died high on dope. Amen. And listened to a preacher preach him into the pearly gates. Amen. Talked about how he's in heaven with Jesus now. Great God, I come to tell you, that's one problem we have in America. Everybody dies and they're off to be with the Lord. You ever read somebody, amen, that you ever hear anybody talk about anybody that wasn't ready to meet? Everybody dies is ready to meet God. Hey God, I come to tell you, you better be ready to meet God. Life is short. It don't last a long time. And one of these days we're going to stand in the judgment and meet God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So anyway, you know, I wasn't upset or angry. That mom, no doubt, probably needed to hear that. To ease her mind. But all I remember is, you know, how they call you in funerals, this row, come on up as you're leaving. You know, service is over, music playing softly. This row, come out, this row, come out. But Chuck, you got my turn. This row, come out. I was all by myself, best I remember. Drove all the way from Huntington, went back home to Gilbert, went to that funeral, drove back home. I walked up there, it was my turn, there the casket was. Was not thinking about a year or 2 years in the past when I was talking to him in that high school hallway. Brother Anthony, it was not on my mind at all. And Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. Amen. Said, remember that day standing in the hall, and all of a sudden, there I stood in that hallway. And I said, yes, Lord, I remember that day. And he said, do you remember what you told him? And I said, yes, Lord, I told him he needed to get in church and settle down and give his heart to you. And I was reliving that in my mind, and the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, what did he tell you? And I'll never forget those words the Holy Ghost recalled. I said, Lord, he told me he's young and it's time to party. He's young and it's time to party. Hey God, Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, the party's over. The party's over. 20 years old, 19, never how old he was. He went out. Life is short to meet God. Amen. Hey God, I said, life is short. Amen. Hey God, but it don't have to be that way. A great missionary, amen, missionary Judson was dying, amen. Hey God, and he said, I go with the gladness of a boy bounding away from school. I feel so strong in the Lord, amen, on his dying days, praise God, amen. He was ready to meet the Lord. Catherine Booth, the wife of William Booth, the starter of the Salvation Army, amen, said while she was dying, she said, the waters are rising, but so am I. I'm not going under, but I'm going over. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, life is short, but you don't have to come up short. You can be ready to meet God. You can have your life fixed. You can be saved. You can be, amen, have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart and be ready to meet God. Amen.
Amen.
Not only is life short, eternity is long.
Yes, it is.
I don't have to remind you of eternity.
Oh God.
We've all heard the stories of the bird and how it would come and gather one grain of sand and carry it to the moon or to a planet far away and come back and get another grain of sand and carry it away. And when it's gathered all the sand on the ocean shores, that's just the start of eternity. Hey, man, did you know eternity is long? Hallelujah. It's a long time. Hey, God, somebody said one time and... Amen. I'll never forget this. I come across my first atheist when I was about 15 years old. This boy, we was on a summer work program. I don't even know if they had that down in here. Amen. But we was so poor growing up. I was on a summer work program. My dad had got hurt. And I've worked since I've been a young feller. I was just barely old enough to get in on that. We used to go down to the side of the road cutting weeds and picking up trash and stuff like that. Amen. But I was talking to this old 15-year-old boy. And about the Lord, I used to tell everybody about the Lord. Amen. Praise God, trying to get them all saved. Amen. And praise God. But anyway, he told me, he said, I don't believe that garbage. I don't believe there's a heaven, there's a hell, and all this and that. Amen. And I began to explain to him how there's a heaven and how there's a hell. And I'll never forget it. He said, you mean to tell me that God would take somebody that lived 70, 80 years and send them to hell? Amen. And I'll never forget what I told him. I said, no, God doesn't. doesn't do that. Amen. Because the Bible said God is love. Amen. God loves us. He provided a bridge. And that bridge's name is Jesus Christ. With two pieces of wood and three nails, he nailed him to a cross. And I come to tell you, it made a bridge way that I could get to heaven. Hey, God don't send us to hell. If you end up in the flames of hell, I tell you why you'll get there. It'll be because you walked over top of a gracious God. I come to tell you, it'll be because you walked over top of a God that loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, all the way from heaven to Calvary to bleed and die and give his life a ransom for the sins of all of humanity. I come to tell you, if you end up in hell, it'll be because you turned away the grace of God.
Oh, pray for me, church. I need your help tonight.
Amen. Hey, God. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. Somebody said, how long is eternity? I'll tell you how long it is. Amen. I read an account, amen, where they said a man, hey, God, just a kind of like a hyperbole, I guess you would call it, how a man was, amen, saying, great God, he died lost without God and he went to hell. Amen. And he said, how long do I have to stay here? In just a year, I'll be able to get out of this awful place. Great God, a year went by. And he said, oh, maybe 5 years, I'll be able to get out of this awful place. Great God. And in 5 years, he was still there. Great God. And then finally he said, maybe in 10 years, I'll be able to get out of this place. I come to tell you, church, eternity is forever. And if you end up in hell, you'll never get out. I said, you'll never come out of that place called hell. I come to tell you, you don't want to go there. I said, you don't want to go there. You don't want to end up in a place where the worm died not and the fire is not quenched. You don't want to go to hell.
I said, you don't want to go there.
Woo! Eternity's forever!
I'm giving you both sides of the story. But on the other hand, eternity to the saint is everlasting joy and splendor. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
I said eternity to the saint, Brother Chuck, is eternity with the joys of the Lord. Can you imagine one of these days when we hear the Lord say, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord. Hey, God. I tell you, Brother Tommy, I'm not too old to have a lot of pains. But I know, amen, how bad your back is. There'll be no more back pain up there. Hey, God, Brother Earl, there'll be no more sugar diabetes up there. Sister Mary, there'll be no more heart troubles up there. If Brother Tom was here, there'll be no more stents in that land. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you, church, even a fool would know I'm not going to choose the devil over Jesus. Hey, God. I said, how long is heaven going to be? It's going to be forever. Hey, God, can you imagine walking down them streets of gold? Hey, you're talking about a heavenly chorus. Sister Missy, can you imagine getting up there around the throne? Hey, singing that song that even the angels can't sing. That song, I'm redeemed. Hey, God, by the blood of the Lamb, I come to tell us eternity is forever. I'm done. Almost. Sin is black. Life is short. Amen. Eternity is long. And did you know sin? I'm preaching simple tonight. Sin is black. You know we're living in a world of sin? Amen. Ever since that old serpent Satan brought sin into the garden, we've been contaminated by the sin. Amen. The Bible said we are born in sin.
We are conceived in sin, and conceived rather in iniquity. David said, Psalms 51 and 5. Hey, God. Amen. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we must need a Savior. Hallelujah. Because we were born into sin. Somebody said, I was raised in church. Hey, God, I was kind of there too. Amen. Since about 8 or 9 years old, I was raised in church. But just like I needed to be saved, my kids need to be saved. You've got to have a personal experience. There has to be a day in your life when the light turns on and you realize sin is black and it'll take me to hell. Amen. Sin is horrible and sin separates us from God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Did you know sin is rebellion against God?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Sin, great God, is direct rebellion against God. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him, James 4:17 said, it is a sin. Hey God, he that believeth, amen, on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not shall not see life. Amen. That's pretty plain, ain't it?
Right.
Great God. They would not tell us that they were. Amen. Great God. Lord, help us to realize, amen, that sin is black. And if you end up in a place called hell, amen, I'd like to ask you this tonight. If we could ask people in hell, amen, how did you get there? How did you end up in that awful place? They're not going to tell us that I ended up here because I was a thief. I ended up here because I was a drunkard, because I was an adulterer. Hey God, they're not going to tell you they were there because they stole, amen, and they lived an ungodly life. I'll tell you why they'll tell you they're there. They'll say, we're here, amen, because I did not trust upon the name of the Lord. Hey God, and I rejected the very Son of God. That's all it takes to be lost. You don't have to be a murderer. Great God, you don't have to be a horrible person. All you got to do is reject, amen, the grace of God, and you will be lost. Amen.
The wages of sin is death. I read to you in my text. But the gift of God is eternal life. The soul that sinneth, Ezekiel 18:20, shall surely die. And then finally James 1:5, when sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I come to tell you, church, amen, great God, sin is black, amen, and it's too big for you to handle.
Right.
I said it's too big for you to handle. All the time I'm hearing about preachers that fail. This preacher, did you hear about what this preacher did? And that preacher did. It's so sad, really. This preacher failed. That preacher failed. This preacher got into this scandal. That preacher got into that scandal. Don't do that. Not even talking about preachers. Just good Christians in general. Stay away from sin. Great God, it's stronger than you are.
Right.
Yes, it is. Be afraid of it. It's all right to be afraid of sin. It's stronger than you are. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Stay away from sin, amen. Woo! It's greater than you are.
Yes, it is.
It'll suck you in and take you down. Stay away from it. Run from it. Amen. Right, God, shun the very appearance of evil, the Bible says. I got more here on this topic, but I got to move on. Fourthly, hell is for real. Hell is for real. Amen. Don't you know? One man said that only backwoods fools believe in hell. Don't you know that modern preachers have taken hell out of the Bible? Amen. Oh, yes, I know that. Yes, modern preachers have taken hell out of the Bible. They don't preach it anymore. But I tell you what they have, what modern preachers have not done. They have not put out the flames of hell. They've took it out of their Bible. They've took it out of their doctrine, and they refused to preach on the doctrine of hell. Did you know the old timers had about 5 major things they preached on?
Yeah.
They preached on salvation.
Yeah.
They preached on healing.
Yeah.
Divine healing.
They preached on them sanctification and baptism and being filled with the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's doctrines they preached on.
Yeah.
Amen. And they preached on heaven. That's a doctrine. Did you know that? And they also preached on hell. Amen. Hell is a Bible doctrine. Do you know Jesus taught us? Amen. 4 times more on hell than he did on heaven. Why? Because he tried to tell us you don't want to end up in that place. Hell is for real. Hey, God. And once you get there, you'll never come out. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Why did Jesus teach 4 times more about the doctrine of hell than he did heaven? I tell you why. Because he wanted to warn us of that awful
place. That's it. That's it.
He wanted to warn us.
Jesus.
But John, I've tried to tell my kids multiple times growing up, from the girls team down to the boys right now, they're in that rambunctious stage right now. I've tried to tell them many times, you better watch out, you're going to get hurt. I seen it coming. Don't do that, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Guess what? I wasn't being mean telling them about that. I'm trying to help them.
Right.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I was telling them that because I was looking out for them.
That's it.
Last weekend, well, even this weekend, up at Hawk's Nest over that big old...
Yeah.
Kids make me nervous. But last week, we was up at Natural Bridge. I don't know how high that is, probably 100 foot or more. Over that, it's a rock cliff. And you can walk from one end to the other end, but it ain't like Hawk's Nest. It don't have up barriers and berms. It's a natural rock formation. Brother Anthony. And them boys don't know danger. And girls don't either, really. But they're smart enough, I told them, stay in the middle. They don't get over any edges.
Yeah.
Stay right here in the middle. They're old enough to listen, I think. I hope. I said, stay in this middle. You'll be all right. Don't get over on any edges. I said, because if you get over and get to slipping, Daddy can't help you. That's what I told him.
Well,
I said, if you get over on the edge and you get to slipping, there ain't nothing I can do to help you. Oh, God. Amen. That's why I told him, stay in the middle. Amen. And I had all them boys in his hand. And I said, boys, Dad's got a hold on you. Amen. You ain't getting nowhere because you don't understand. You fall off of that. Praise God. I told him that because I cared about them. Amen. I told him that because I loved them. I tell you, God warns us that hell is real because he loves us. And he wants to spare us from that awful place. I never forget there about, what is it, maybe time goes so fast. 3-4 years ago, they had that bad forest fire down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Probably 3-4 years ago. We all seen the pictures and stuff, news on that. At one place, several people died. Right now, they're dying out in California.
Yeah.
I said to myself, well, how crazy is that? Just get in your car and drive out of there. Ain't that what you think, Brother Earl? Just get in your car and drive, get out of there. But they said, I've never been in extreme temperatures like this. But they said the fires were coming down on this and had these people trapped. The fire was coming down on this side and coming down on this side. And they said people would get down there so close. And even inside of their car, the heat was so extreme that they could feel it. And it was unbearable inside of their cars. And it was melting people's tires. And they couldn't drive and get out of there, so it had them stranded. That's how extreme the heat was. Let me tell you something, church. I'm not trying to be too graphic here, but that does not even compare to the flames of this place called hell that I'm preaching to you about right here tonight. Hey, God, I come to tell you, hell is for real. It's a real, literal burning place. Hey, God, Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and adulterers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone. I come to tell you, hell is for real. It's not a fake place.
Oh, God.
To borrow an illustration from Brother Don Rich, when he preached that sermon, there's no place like hell. Amen. Theme of his sermon, Brother John, was he was in Mexico. He'd done a lot of preaching in Mexico. He was in Mexico preaching down there, and he said a pastor down there told him, he said, Brother Rich, I want to take you somewhere tomorrow. He said they got in cars and they drove way out behind the city, and they got way out there in the city to an old big dump. It was a city dump. It's an old big dump, garbage dump. Yep. And he said he got out there. Said that pastor said, look at this. And they went out there in that old garbage stuff, and there was little kids running around everywhere. He said, rummaging through that filth, find a chicken bone to eat, the last little morsel of fat or something maybe that was stuck on that chicken bone. He said, they was filthing around, digging around in that filth, trying to find a bite to eat, because they were so hungry and they were so poor. Brother Rich said it bothered him so bad he buckled down and he began to cry, and he said, oh God, this has to be the worst place that I have ever been. This has to be the worst place on earth, amen. And he said, in his prayer and in his agonizing to the Lord about this horrible sight that he was witnessing, he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, Don, this ain't the most horrible place. He said, this does not even compare to the horrors of hell. And Don Rich preached that classic, there's no place like hell. I come to tell you, church, it's a place you don't want to end up. I said, it's a place you don't want to go to. It's real. Thank God. And you don't want to go there.
Yes.
Stand with me in this house. Lastly, you don't have to go there. Heaven can be yours. I wish this place was full tonight.
Yes.
But I believe who's here, who needs to be here. Amen. Heaven's real. And I come to tell you, hell's real, but heaven can be yours. Woo! I've always taught, don't ever leave them hanging. Give them an escape. That's what I'm doing right here. Heaven can be yours. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I come to give you an escape route. Just come to him. Amen. Hey God. I said, come to him, and you can be saved. Hallelujah. Woo! Great God. Come to him. And you can be saved. Hallelujah. You don't have to die like that. Praise God. I said, you don't have to die and go to that awful place. But heaven can be yours.
Amen.
Man by the name of Jim, a Texas man, Texas cowboy. Cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, had all kinds of money. And he wanted to go to London, England. He got on a plane and flew to London, England several years ago. Amen. He toured London, England, but he was fascinated with Buckingham Palace, where the royalty lived. Somehow he got up very close to the gates, and he thought he was going to go past them guards and go on in the palace. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! And of course the guards stopped him with their bayonets and their weapons right there, and they stopped this man and they said, you cannot go any further. Back up. Amen. This guy pulled out $1,000 out of his pocket and he offered to pay each guard. Amen. I'll give you $1,000. Just let me into the palace. I want inside of Buckingham Palace. Amen. Hey God, those kings told, or those guards told this man, amen, said, I don't care how much money you give us, you cannot get inside this palace. Hey God, but with a smile on their face, they looked at this man and they said, but I'll tell you what, with an invitation, you can get inside with no money at all. Hey God, you don't have to have any money. All you have to have is an invitation, and you can walk in Buckingham Palace. Hey God, I come to tell you, you don't have to have a lot of money. Hey God, you don't have to have fame or passion, but with an invitation, great God, heaven can be yours. And I come to tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Give it an invitation. You don't have to leave. Amen. And go away today. I said an invitation is given tonight. And if you want to go to heaven, all you got to do is accept. And you can get inside and see the King. I said you can get inside and see the King. All you got to do is accept the invitation. Bow your heads while you're standing. Lord, I preached to you the best I could tonight. I preached for you, your people, the best I could tonight. If I ever felt the Holy Ghost, I feel him right here tonight, Lord. I realize it's a small crowd. I realize, Lord, we got visitors here. Amen. God, that I had to preach what was on my heart right here tonight. And I felt you, Lord, back there in that study. Holy, holy, holy. When I was going to preach another message, God, I felt you speak to my heart. Amen. Say, preach this one. And this is what I'm trying to do, Lord. I've tried to obey you. I've tried to listen to you. Amen. We're here tonight. God, why don't we draw this to a night? Pray, church, pray. Somebody in this house needs to accept this invitation into the palace. Great God, the King's given an invitation. My question for you tonight is, will you accept? Will you accept? I'm not trying to be hard, but I tell you, Brother Tommy, Roman, Seth would like to have another chance to accept. Seth would like to have one more chance to accept that invitation. Oh, God. Loved ones that you've known that's gone on. Other loved ones I could mention here briefly that have gone on. They'd like to have one more chance to accept this invitation inside the King's palace. Hallelujah. It's your decision. I can't twist your arm. I can't make you do anything. I'm only the mail carrier. I can only preach to you and tell you the Lord told me to tell you, you don't want to go to hell. You don't have to. But heaven can be yours. I'm not going to hold longer. I'm not going to linger here. Would you come? I know this. If you'll come up here in this altar and pray, maybe others get in this altar and pray with you. We love you. We're in this together. How about it? 60 more seconds. I'm going to call us in. How about it? Brother Tommy Romans, 3 or 4 years ago when I preached that funeral, Brother Jonathan, and I told that crowd, somebody don't have a year to live. That 24-year-old girl would like to have an invitation back again. I pulled in that funeral just like I am right here tonight. I pulled in that funeral. Amen. I know it's probably not all that great, but it's okay to give an altar call. I gave an altar call in that funeral. I said, you don't want to walk out here without God. You need to pray. You need to give your heart to God. God said, you ain't got long left. I forget that girl's name. She'd like to have that over again. She'd like to have that opportunity over again. Let me tell you something. I'm done here. But if you end up in a place called hell, you'll never forget this service. You'll never forget this opportunity. It'll roll over in your mind forever. Memories not lost in hell. You'll never forget that. You'll never forget that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, right here tonight, God, I don't know what else to do. I've delivered what you've given me, Lord. Let's pray, church. Let's pray. God, do it right here. Do it, Lord. Come on, step out. It's in your court now. Step out. We'll pray with you right here in this altar. I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and kneel down. I'm ready for you. I can't make you, but I want you to. I can't make you. I want you to come up here and kneel down right beside me, and I'll pray with you. Oh, God, will you do it, Lord? Jesus. Thank you. Aren't you? today, Sister Claire, that invitation was given to me for the palace, hallelujah, to get to see the King one day. Oh, what a time it's going to be. Heaven. Hell's for real, but heaven's for real too. Heaven's for real. And it can be obtained, hallelujah. We can make it. We can make it.